What kinds of advice do parents often give their young children? Parents often give their young children advice rooted in love and concern. They emphasize the importance of being kind, sharing, and respecting others. They encourage good manners, like saying please and thank you. Parents stress the value of hard work, perseverance, and doing well in school. They also caution against strangers and offer guidance on personal safety. Moreover, parents often instill the importance of honesty and taking responsibility for one's actions. These early life lessons aim to build a strong foundation for children's character and values, preparing them to navigate the complexities of the world with integrity and empathy. Should parents give their children advice? Absolutely, parents should give their children advice. It's a crucial part of parenting. Parents have a wealth of life experience to share, and their guidance helps children make informed decisions. From teaching basic life skills to imparting important values and ethics, parental advice shapes a child's character and prepares them for adulthood. However, it's essential that this advice is given with love, patience, and understanding, fostering open communication and trust between parents and children. While children may not always heed this advice, it serves as a moral compass that can influence their choices throughout their lives, ultimately helping them become responsible, compassionate individuals. Is it necessary for people to listen to friends' advice? Listening to friends' advice can be valuable, but it's not always necessary. Friends provide diverse perspectives and support, and their advice can offer fresh insights. However, whether to heed it depends on the situation and the friend's expertise. Some friends may not fully understand your circumstances or may offer biased opinions. It's essential to evaluate advice critically and consider your own judgment and values. Ultimately, the decision rests with you. Balancing input from friends with your instincts and values can lead to informed choices that align with your goals and principles. How do people give young people and old people advice? People tend to offer advice to young and old individuals differently. With the young, advice often comes from a place of guidance and protection. Adults want to share wisdom gained from experience, aiming to help them avoid mistakes. For older individuals, advice might be offered as a form of respect or concern for their well-being. However, this approach can sometimes be seen as patronizing. Effective advice giving involves sensitivity to the individual's age, respecting their autonomy, and considering their unique needs. Regardless of age, advice should be given with empathy and a genuine desire to assist, not impose. Are teachers the best people to give students advice about jobs? Teachers can offer valuable insights, but they might not always be the best source for job advice. While they understand academic aspects, real-world job dynamics are ever-evolving. Career counselors or professionals in the field can provide more current and practical guidance. However, teachers can inspire students, helping them explore their interests. Ultimately, the best job advice comes from a mix of sources, including mentors, industry experts, and one's own research. It's about gathering diverse perspectives to make informed decisions that align with individual passions and goals. Why do some people refuse to accept good advice? Some people can be maddeningly stubborn when it comes to taking advice, even when it's as clear as day. It's like they're allergic to good ideas. Maybe it's a pride thing, like they don't want to admit they don't have all the answers. Or maybe they've had bad experiences before and are wary of trusting anyone's advice. Sometimes, they just march to the beat of their own drum, consequences be damned. It's frustrating because often, good advice can save a lot of trouble, but some people prefer to learn the hard way.